Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all out there jumping up and down, y'all hadn't heard that in a long time. But that's how it is. That's what it is. That's what's getting ready to happen with the show. I'm telling y'all, I'm changing the format on the show. I'm starting to give away prizes, t-shirts, all this kind of stuff. And it's for you, everyone who listened to the show. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in and welcome to the show. I see there are more people joining the show. I appreciate that and welcome you guys. And sit back and kind of relax and enjoy this ride. This ride is going to be a difficult ride, different ride. And all that stuff. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, today's word of the day is Methuselah. 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 Methuselah is a noun, and it means an ancestor of Noah, held to have lived 969 years. Or you can also call Methuselah an oversized wine bottle holding about 6 liters. So that's Methuselah. Methuselah, you know, you hear people say, you old as Methuselah. That's where it comes from. Because Methuselah, again, was an ancestor of Noah. I guess this saying Noah in the ark, you know, Noah. He was held to have lived 969 years. That's a long time. Okay? And let's see. Let's get this show going. I'm dying to do this stuff today. I couldn't wait to get on the air and get going. Right now it's 58 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at, we had a high today of 60. Low tonight, 43. Got quite a ways to climb down here. And on tomorrow, Tuesday, we're looking at rain and 58 as our high, 43 low. Wednesday, partly sunny, 57 high, 28 low. Thursday, partly sunny, 42 high, 22 our low on Thursday night. Now, let's see what else I need to get into. I think that's about it. But before I get into today's episode, we lost a dear friend yesterday morning. And the reason that I wanted to do this show was not only to open you guys up to what goes on when someone passes on within the family. And but also why do people act the way that they act when somebody passes on? And that's what I wanted to talk about today, because it's so heartbreaking. And it's just numbing. But anyway, I wanted to send my condolences to the Harper family. They lost their oldest daughter, Lavencia. She had been battling cancer for about 7 years now. And she lost her fight on yesterday. Now, that's one of my wife's dearest friends. They were so close. And she's taking it really hard. And I know that they're probably listening to the show right now. She's actually at Lavencia's house right now. And I know some of you guys out there know who I'm talking about when I say Lavencia, because maybe you ran across her in your life, or you met her at some point. You may have met her through me or whatever. But she was a very dear friend, again, to my wife, and they're taking it so hard, you know. And she was sick. I mean, she was bedridden for the past maybe 3 months. And I always say that everyone has to go. You, me, everyone. We can't stay here forever. That's just not the way it works. But while you're here, you have to do, you know, things that maybe you feel uncomfortable doing. But you have to tell people how you feel about them. Because once they're gone, you can't get it back. You can't say, hey, wait a minute, I need to tell you something before you go. And because they're already gone. You should tell them how you feel now before they're gone. And the reason I'm saying this is because, you know, people pass on and you never get to tell them how you feel about them, or, you know, if you love them or what have you. And if you don't, you're the one who will be living with that for a while until you let it go. And I just wanted to send my condolences to the family. And I know that, my listeners, may not want to hear this or whatever within the show. But guess what? It's my show. I can do whatever I want on my show. And this is what I want to do. And if you don't like what I'm doing, you can hang up the phone. You can shut your show thing down or whatever, and go on about your evening or what have you. I really don't care, because I know there are other people out there who are listening to the show that know me, know my heart. They know my wife. They know her heart. And ever since we got the news on yesterday morning, it's just been a tough road. Okay, it's been a tough road. Console my wife again, because she's been visiting her a few days a week for the past few weeks, and it's hard to take. I understand that. And I try to console people by saying they're in a better place. They don't have any sickness anymore. They've gone on to the next, what they call transition, to the, what they call it, Eddie Murphy called it, the upper room. Transition to the upper room. But what I always tell people is that, you feel like a part of you has been taken away. And it really has. If anyone's lost their mom, lost their dad, lost a sister, a brother, someone really, really close to you, you know how it feels. And it's not a good feeling. Time, you'll get better. I promise you, you'll get better. I've gotten better over time from my mom passing. She passed in 2005. Didn't seem like it's been that long, but it has. But again, I wanted to send my condolences to the family, to all her sorority sisters, to her brothers and sisters, and all I can say is hold on. Hold on. The worst is yet to come. But once the funeral is done once the funeral is done and you buried the person and you moved on what they call it after the funeral, after the repast, move on to the repast, then, the healing starts. The healing starts after the body is put into the ground and you guys leave the cemetery. That's when the healing starts. Unless they are being cremated or something. But that's when the healing starts. Everybody who's in attendance. That's when the healing starts. So let's get into the show. Why do family members go crazy after a relative dies? And that's why I wanted to do this show, because, a friend she wasn't a relative, but it was almost as if she was a relative because of the longevity of the friendship and the goodness of the friendship. Nothing bad, always good stuff. And the reason I say why do family members go crazy after a relative dies is because I know that you guys have been involved with or you've encountered someone who just, acts a fool when someone passes on. Because the number one thing that they feel like they're entitled to, not just that they want it or they need it or what have you, but they feel like they're entitled to that person's belongings, that person's money, that person's, they feel like that's, they are entitled to that, which nothing can be further from the truth. When my mom died, my older sister, not my oldest sister, but my older sister, she lost her mind. She acted as if she was an only child. She acted as if she was the only child. As if she was the only one in my mom's life. That's how she acted. She didn't want us, any of the other kids, to be in the house looking through things, whether we were looking for, whether we were looking for life insurance policies, whether we were looking for personal belongings or whatever we were doing, whether we were trying to get the house in order, because people were coming in and out constantly. And you know, she really lost it. And for me, I haven't really been being with my sister the way we were before my mom died, ever since my mom died. We don't talk much, a couple of times a year. We don't do things together anymore. We used to do a lot of things together. And it's all because of the way that she acted after my mom died. She felt like she was entitled to handle everything, to do everything, to be there and handle everything, do everything. I got this. I'm taking care of the bank accounts. I'm taking care of the house, the cars, all this. I'm taking care of everything. Y'all get away. And, you know, I'm not putting my business, family business out on the street. All I'm saying is that she thought she was going to get a lot of stuff. But she was sadly mistaken. Okay? And it's the same thing is going on right now with this family. And people feel like they're entitled to someone else's belongings after they're gone. And they're not. This young lady has a 7-year-old kid that someone has to take care of. I mean, she's going to be taken care of, but this person feels like she should be compensated for taking care of a loved one, a loved one's sibling, a loved one's kid. Not sibling, but a loved one's kid. And for, you know, for me to sit around and watch it all unfold. You know, it's nothing new. Right? Y'all been a part of something like this. Nothing new. It happens every single day when someone passes on. And it's not, and on contrary to some popular belief, people think it's just black folks. White folks act a fool too when somebody die. They're entitled too. And you people feel like, man, I've done all this. I've been with y'all, friends with them. I'm the one that took a back and forth to a doctor's appointments. I'm the one did this. I'm the one did that. I'm supposed to get some money. And you know why you think you're supposed to get some money? You know why you think you're entitled to something? you think you're entitled to something, or you think you should get some money because you're broke. That's all it is. You're broke and you think you should get some money. You think I'm going to come into some money. Such and such passing. I'm going to come into some money. My grandma died and, man, I know she left me some money. My mama died and I know she left me some money. My son died and I know he left me some money. But the only reason, again, that you feel like you are entitled to something is because you're broke. And you see this as a way for you to get money. You see it as a come up, but it's not. You know, because God is not going to reward you for being ugly to your own folks. You being ugly to your own folks, you being ugly to the person that died, friends. Man, that's not acceptable to the man upstairs. Damn, do things right. Maybe something monetary will come out of it for you. But do the right thing. Because there are so many other people involved, and their feelings are hanging from their short shirt sleeves. Because it's a tragic time in the family. So everyone's feelings are hanging from the shirt sleeve because they just can't believe that person has gone on. They just can't believe it. And I don't profess to know everything, but I've been in this situation. I've been through this situation, and I know things should go how they should go. But they definitely aren't going the way they should go. And because of that, there's going to be some fighting and some bickering and name calling. And next thing you know, the funeral's done and over with. And now, you've lost your, one of your best friends. Which could have been your sister or your brother or whomever. Because you acted a fool when one of your relatives died. Now the people who live right here on earth with you, off with you and won't even talk to you because you acted a fool when a family member passed on. You showed your true colors. You showed your true colors when your relative died. Because you were broke and you thought that there was some kind of money involved for you. I don't know why people think that, you know, there are going to be a couple of million dollars or something out there after somebody dies. when they never, you know, they never had that kind of money. I mean, it might be a couple of $100,000 in life insurance. But you're not going to get that. What are you looking for? That's what gets me. What are you looking for? They're looking to take control of something of value. That's what they're looking for. People who act a fool when a family member dies are looking for something of value to take a hold of, take over. Whether it may be a bank account or maybe even a car or some clothes or, you know, she left me the house or something. And they usually fall flat on their face. And if you've known this type of situation to happen in your life with someone that you know that after it all blows over, you know, it's not going to be good for them. They're going to be some lonely souls out there just walking around with no friends. And it's terrible, but that's the way it happens. So, guys, when someone dies in your family, don't jump to conclusions. Relax. Help someone make good decisions. Get through it. And then maybe down the line, you may have something of value that person left specifically for you. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have tonight. I say tonight, it's only, it's just, what time is it? 7 o'clock? It's just seven, a little bit after seven. But that's all the time I have tonight. And join me tomorrow, same place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I guarantee you we won't be as solemn as we are tonight. Take care, guys, and we'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Good day. We'll be right back.
be on.